So the area where we are, where St. Paul's is situated, is what we call the city. And the city is the oldest part of London. This is where the Romans came and founded Londinium between the years AD 43 to 50. There was no settlement here till the Romans arrived. Why did they pick this spot? Well, they needed a river. They needed a seaborne trade route to the rest of their empire. And they wanted it to be as far downstream as was practically possible. And this was the first point, if you were coming upstream, that it was possible to bridge the river. And in fact, then you could also ford the river. You could walk across it because the Thames was much wider and much shallower than it is today. On this north side, too, there were two small hills that today we call Cornhill and Lud Hill that provided them with some natural defence. St. Paul's is built on the top of Lud Hill. To the west, there was a large tributary of the Thames, later called the Fleet River, that provided defence for to the west. And running between the two hills was another tributary of the Thames, later called the Walbrook. So that's why they picked this particular spot, and it grew very quickly, Londinium, and soon became one of the most important towns in Roman England. It was basically found as a trading centre. In around the year 200, they built a wall around it. And the area that that wall enclosed was approximately 1 square mile. And you will hear the city referred to today still as the 1 square mile, because the city boundaries basically are still that 1 square mile. They've altered this map. You used to have more of a contrast, but I think it can make, there's a slightly darker grey and then a lighter grey. So the darker grey is what we call the City of London. So it starts here from the tower, and basically follows that original Roman wall. The only slight difference is here, where there's New Bridge Street. That was the Fleet River, and that's originally where the city stopped. But it has spread a little bit further east to the edge of Fleet Street there. The Fleet River was covered over in the 1770s, but it does still run underneath the street. So if you're walking up New Bridge Street and you see an open manhole, have a look down. Though I do have to tell you that it has now been incorporated into the sewage system. Yeah. So I say, basically, it was founded as a trading centre. And the city today is still a trading centre. It doesn't trade in actual goods as it did in Roman times, but it's one of the great financial trading centres of the world, along with New York and Tokyo. So in the City of London, very few people actually live, only about 4,000 to 5,000, something like that, but about 400,000 to 500,000 work in the city. And two major events have really affected how the city looks like today. One in the 17th century and the other in the 20th. In the 17th century, we had the Great Fire of London that destroyed 4/5 of the city. And then in the 20th century, we had the Blitz. And the city was very badly damaged during the Blitz. If you look at all these buildings around St. Paul's, they're nearly all post-World War II. Now, you have to know a little bit about our weather to realise how unlucky London was with that Great Fire of London. Normally, the wind in London comes from the west. That brings mild, overcast, very light today, typically English weather. That's about 75% of the time. The wind can come from the east. And in the winter, when you get an east wind, is when it gets cold. Remember, 2 years ago, we all were talking about the beast from the east because we had this terrible cold weather. So when the fire broke out on the 2nd of September 1666, it broke out in Pudding Lane, which is on the eastern side of the city. And had the wind been blowing in the more normal direction from the west, it would have blown the fire eastwards and not caused too much damage. But unfortunately, on that night of the 2nd of September, there was a strong east wind blowing. The houses then were all made of wood. It had been a particularly long, hot, dry summer, so it was like a tinderbox waiting to go. So this fire kept up for 4 days, swept through the city, literally destroying 4/5 of it. Now, they thought that the old St. Paul's, that was a stone building, would actually act as a barrier and halt the fire. But the old St. Paul's was in a state of disrepair. And they'd asked a man called Christopher Wren to repair it. Now, he hadn't wanted to. He'd wanted to knock it down and build a brand new cathedral. But they said, oh, no, 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 we can't afford that. You've got to repair the old one. And so the old St. Paul's had wooden scaffolding around it. And of course, that caught fire and caused the old St. Paul's to burn to the ground. But it did mean Christopher Wren got his wish. He got to rebuild St. Paul's Cathedral. And in fact, within 1 week of the fire, Christopher Wren not only had the plans for the rebuilding of St. Paul's, he had a plan for the rebuilding of the entire city. We call this plan Wren's Dream. And in this plan, in this dream, it was laid out with straight roads and piazzas, squares. But again, this was rejected by the city. So, oh no, it's much too complicated to work out which bit of land belongs to whom. So although the city did have to be totally rebuilt and no more wooden buildings were allowed, all buildings had to be made of brick or stone, the actual layout of streets didn't change. Now, in the 1980s, it was decided to develop the docks of London, new business centre. The city did not want everybody moving to Docklands. And a lot of the buildings in the city, particularly those built quickly after the war, weren't very suitable for today's technology. So the city is totally always rebuilding itself. You notice a lot of modern buildings here. And I think it's within the last 20 years, something like 40% of the city has been rebuilt. But it's still going in this medieval layout of streets. So it didn't change. So if you look, you've got a lot of very little narrow street, little trishy alleys. So you get a lot of very unusual shape buildings because they're still fitting into this medieval layout of streets. Let's head this way.
Admirably clear. Yes. Fun.